We are learning Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are starting the bottom line of Chafei Amud Beis. Said in the Mishnah that if you have three Edim, three people, and they were Beis Din, they saw the new moon. Two people stand up and say Edim is in front of the one, and the one bring another two Dayanim. All together have a Beis Din now, and that's in the Mekavos the Chodesh. So it's Mavuya, even though the one of those Dayanim, the one who's left, saw the moon, he could have been an aid. Still, he could be a Dayan. We'll see. It's Machlekes. Lameimra, the aid nasa dayin. See from here that the aid could become a dayin. That means one of the people who saw the maisa could be a dayin. Lameimra is in the Karakiva. Maybe our Mishnah that allows that person who saw the new moon could be a bezdin. That's not like Rabbi Kiva. The time went in a brisa. Sanhedrin shiro echad haragas anefesh. Sanhedrin that saw, it was a bezdin that saw someone killed someone else. Miksasa nasan edim and miksasa nas dayanim. Part become edim and part become dayanim. Divrei Reb Tarfon. Just to stop over here, why do you need anyone to be edim? Why don't we say loitei shmiya gedolei Maria like before? So the Gemara of Bava Kama really asks this question. The Gemara of Bava Kama says it was at night. That's why it has to be miksasa nas edim, miksasa nas dayanim. Rashi over here says something else. Rashi over here says the idu fechavreim the gabei dinin efashis edus peinon. The chesiv apishnayim edim was meis. Rashi's mashma the pshat is because there's no leiteh shmiya gedolei Maria by din efashis because there's a din edus. If it's din edus, you can't see something and pass like that. And why cares a chayyus would be better? So Rashi says before there v'maschav v'amai, and before Rashi says the guy edus the hagabi edus a chayyus like siv edus el kazer re'eva kadosh. It's only a var of re'ia. You don't have to have edus. So it's a machlokes that Rashi says different in the Gemara in Bava Kama. Really, Tosfos Daf Chaf Yom Beis asks this question that really you don't have to say that. That there's din edus here, not in edus here. The difference is, this is talking about at night. But like, this is my short points this out. The Machlekes really had to learn what the case is. Is Pshat din Fashas different than Gabi edus, or it's at night? But like, upon what it says is that they could become edim. Divrei Reb Tarfon. Rav Akiva and Mekulam Nasu edim. They all are edim, and they cannot be, they can't be a bezdim. The Lo Shekulam edim heim. All edim, they can't be a bezdim. Ain't any nas dain. So what do you see? That an eid who saw something can't be a dying. And here we see in our Mishnah different. Zog tomorrow, no. I feel the time Rabbi Kiva. I can't call Rabbi Kiva Hassam. Rabbi Kiva only there says you can't be an eid can't be a dying. El B'din HaFashas. Why? Rahman Ahmad says about the Bezdin, Shoftu Eid V'Tzilu Eidah, that the Bezdin has to be able to save someone who didn't do something wrong. V'kimin dechazinu, the chazinu, the katal nafsh, since they saw it themselves, like motzu chaz le'tzchus, they can't be lamet chus at all. They saw it. And therefore, it can't be a bezdin that becomes din nefashos. Av halcha b'kiddush hachodesh no din v'shoftu eid v'tzilu eida. So afilu Rav Akiva b'ida. So Gemara's Tarit says that the whole din eid nasa dayin is only a special din nefashos because there you have to be able to see the schus of the person. But here, there's nothing to do with that. So therefore, there could be eid nasa dayin, and therefore it's not a kasha. That's not like Rav Akiva. This could go kuli yama. Zok the mishnah vayta. Kol Hashif, now we're going to go into a new thing. It's very interesting. Sefer Rosh Hashanah, the Prokim all start with a continuation of the last parak, and then it starts a new thing. You had the same thing in the second parak. The second parak started with Bimachal Shabbos. It was a continuation of the first parak. Then it went to another thing. Now we're going to a new thing now. We're going to Shefer now. The rest of the parak is talking about Shefer, Hilchah Shefer. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Hashif, Farais, Ksherim, all Shefers, which means all horns from animals are kosher to blow Shefer Rosh Hashanah. Chutz Mishal Para. Besides four, this doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah, it means all din and shofar. Sometimes on tainis they blow shofar. All din and shofar, all shofars are kosher. Chutz v'shal para. Besides four, a para. A place shehu keren, because it's not called a shofar, it's called a keren. And we learn out from the pasuk va'varta shofar teruah that it says by Yovel, and we make a hekesh to Rosh Hashanah. So just like Yovel needs a shofar, Rosh Hashanah needs a shofar, and a para, a cow's horn is not called a shofar, it's called a keren. And therefore it's no good, because that's a keren, not a shofar. Amar Rav Yosi, v'lo kol shofars nikru keren. All shofars are called a keren. Shenem, it says in Pasuk, this is talking about by Yerichai with Yeshua, it says, M'shech b'keren ha-yevel, k'shamachem es kol ha-shofar yiriyo kol ha-am. So it says in that Pasuk, M'shech b'keren ha-yevel. Yevel means a aisle. So even a ram's horn is called a keren. So everything's called a keren. Even the aisle's horn is called a keren. So what's the problem? So Rav Yitzchak says you can use any horn. A keren is also good. Because you see a aisle, which is a shofar, is called a keren. So therefore he argues on the Tanakama. So we have Machlekes here, Pshal Para is good because it's called a keren. Machlekes Tanakama and Rav Yitzchak. Zok to Gemara. Shap become Rav Yitzchak. This is very good. That even an aisle is called a keren. So what's the problem? And for the Gemara, Rabbanon, Kol Shofaros, all Shofaros, Ikru Shofar, Karen, they have both names. They call it Shofar and they call it Karen. The Parah, but a Parah is Karen Ikri Shofar Ikri. You never find it's called a Shofar. The Chziv, Bechor Shoyroi Hodoloi, the Karne Re'im Karnov. A Pasuk of Zaysa Bracha, it says over there that the Bechor Shor is Hodoloi, Bechor Shoyroi Hodoloi, the Karne Re'im Karnov. Its horns are Karne Re'im. So you see, it's called a Karen. You don't find anywhere it's called a Shofar. So what does Rav Yosi do? Rav Yosi Amalach, yeah, I'll show you, there is a place that Parah is called a Shofar. It's a Drasha. Rav Yosi Amalach, the Parah Nami Ikka Shofar. The Chziv says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, V'sitav L'Hashem Mishar Par, that your tefillah should be better than the carbon Shar Par, and we'll see whose carbon we're referring to soon. So the Gemara's Rav Yosi's Kash is, Im Shar Lama Par. A Shar is called an axe, even one day old. A Par is only called a Par when it's 3 years old. So the Gemara asks, Imshar Lama Par, Vampar Lama Shar. What make in mind, what is it? Elamai, so what does it mean? It's like a stira. It's like saying, you know, a calf and a cow. It's no shaykhis. They're two different things. So this is you read it. Elamai, Mishar Par, what does it mean? Mishayfar. Visitiv Lavshem, Mishayfar. So it's called a shayfar, and Pashup Shah the Pasik is also a par. So therefore you see that even a par's horns, a cow's horns, called a shayfar. That's his drasha. And now you see it's called shayfar also, as Rabbi Yosi says. The Rabbanon say, no, you know Pshan the Pasuk? Kidrav Master. Dorav Master, my Shar Par, Shugoth Kapar. This Shar was as big as a par. Why? It's talking about the Shar that Adam Harishon brought as a carbon. And we know, we saw the Gemara before, that the behemoths born in Matan by Maisev Rishis were grown, fully grown. So it was a 1 day old that would look like a 3 year old. And therefore, it was Godol Kippar, and therefore we call it at one hand a Shar, another hand a Par, because it was the one of Adam Rishon. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that Adam Rishon, when it got dark, he got scared. He thought that the world's coming to end because of his Avera. And then the next morning, he saw it got light, he brought a carbon. And that was his carbon he brought. That's Vesitiv L'Hashem. Our tefillah should be better than the Shar Par that Adam Rishon brought. I got pastors, it sounds like he brought the carbon on Shabbos because he did the Avera on Friday and it became night that day. And the next morning, he woke up and brought a carbon. Hey, let me bring a carbon on Shabbos. And even other recent pastors kept Shabbos. He had Shabbos. It says, Vaychul HaShemayim. So I had this question. I looked at the Sefer Mili Davos, it's a Sefer from Shmuel Shai Yafi, and he brings down from Midrashim that it was light for 36 hours. From Friday until Matzah Shabbos, it never turned dark. The first time it turned dark was Matzah Shabbos. And that whole Maisa was Matzah Shabbos. Hmm? That's Mili Davos, because he needed fire. Exactly. That's Shem very good. What? What? In life, he made a fire because it was dark. He made a fire because it was dark. Yeah. What?
It was light for 36 hours.
No, so it could be Shabbos and do with light and dark. It could be has to do with the day. Somehow there's a difference in the day. It's not to get the sugar, yeah. So now we're back to this kasha of our mishto. Haylim shana mishto. So we have one teretz. The Tanakhama said that it's called a Karen apart. And Rav Yitzchak said, what in all shayfars are called a Karen? So we have here, back and forth, how to answer that kasha. Ulam, I didn't shout the Rabbanon. Because that's some Rav Yitzchak, a good tain of the Rabbanon. They said, what do you mean? A shayfar is called a Karen also. So the first Teretz Gemara is that a shayfar of a regular animal is called both a Karen and a shayfar. And a para is only a Karen. That's Teretz number one. Ula said, no, shout in Rabbanon. Why you can't use a parah? Correct, Chista. Damar of Chista. Why doesn't a kohen gadol go into the kodesh hakadoshim with big dezav? It says when he brings the keteris, he wears white begadim. Why isn't he wearing big dezav? Lavad avoido lefish inka tega nas sanega. Since that reminds Hashem of the eagle, you don't want to go in with a kaparah with something that reminds Hashem with the eagle. And the zav is the eagle's zav. It reminds them from the eagle. V'loy bring the marva ika dam par. You bring in the dam of the par, and a par is an eagle. A par is a grown eagle. So why doesn't that remind Hashem of the eagle? And for the gemara, he'll v'shtani yishtani. Once you made it into blood, then it's changed already. Bring the marva ika aron v'kapiris. That's sitting in the base of the kodesh. You have the gold aron and the gold kapiris v'kruv and the kruvim. So the gemara means choyte bal yakiv. The choyte, a person who's the one who did that avera, he shouldn't bring in gold. This is a spoon and you bring in the kaf and the machta with the keteris. It means you shouldn't bring in something to make yourself look nice, like clothing, but to bring in something to carry in avodah, that's fine. You're wearing big dizav, so that doesn't remind Hashem from the eagle. So the more b'fnim can't read him. B'fnim dafki don't say. So what are we saying? That shayfer also, shayfer of a para, will remind Hashem of the eagle. Freak the Gemara, shayfer not in b'chutzu, shayfer's not in flying b'fnim. And for the Gemara, kivin l'zkarin hu k'fnim dam. This is coming for zikarin for us, to remember, kapara for us is like b'fnim. And Rashi says, that's also why you have the problem of choyte bal yakriv and choyte bal yisnoi. I really say what I mean. I'm not bringing it close and I'm not being misnoi with it. But no, since it's a zikarin, it's mamish like the big day koyin god l'fnai v'lefnim. And therefore, that's psander abana. You know what you can use a para? Because ain't kateng nasa nega. What do you mean? But hana plain shu karen kama. Our Mishnah says that the reason is Repeshu Kera, not because it's a problem of Enka Tekken Asenega, as our Mishnah says. And with the Gemara, Chodav Oid Kamar. Chodav, first of all, Enka Tekken Asenega. They're both saying two things. First of all, Enka Tekken Asenega. But Oid, Repeshu Kera. Number two is because it is a Karen. Rabbi Yisyamalach, the Karen is Enka Tekken Asenega. That you tie that you said you don't want to bring up a cow's horn. The reason why you don't want to bring it is because it's a reminder of the eagle. Hanim mili b'fnim. It only brings them inside of the b'fnim. V'hai shayfer mechutzu. This shayfer is outside. But the ka'amr is a place of karen. Kol shayfer damik karen. He answered both tainus. But we'll say the rabbanon will know. The first tainus still chay v'kayim that ain't gonna take an ounce of the eagle. And by him, a third pshat in Rabbanon. Remember, we have three different shots in Rabbanon over here. So the first shot was it's Karen Mamish. He said that it's called the Karen, and that the Marav Shakatari. And the second shot was because Enka taken Asenega and Karen. Now third pshat. And by him, I had a time with Rabbanon. Shoyfe echadon rachmon of loishnaim shloisha shoyfers. The pasuk says one shoyfer. You blow one shoyfer. Don't blow two or three shoyfers. The hide the para a cow's horn. Keeping the koyi gildi since it has different layers because every year it grows. It's nicker, the new part that grew. So it looks like it has different ridges and lines in between. So it looks like different shayfras. It looks like two or three shayfras, and that's us. You have to blow with one shayfra, not two or three shayfras. So if you look at a cow's horn, so most of them just you see like different colors and different, and there's a line in between. You see different layers. It looks like a different shayfra. Fake Nimara, if that's the reason, Matanam Pesu Karen Kama. It says in the Mishnah, of course, of Karen. So tomorrow, Chodav Oid Kama. He's saying two reasons. Chodav Shoyfe Echad Rachmano. Number one, he says Shoyfe Echad Rachmano of Leishnaim Shloisha Shoyfe. So Rabbanon saying two reasons. First of all, it says Shoyfe Echad and not two or three Shoyfes, and Paro sounds like two or three Shoyfes. So Oid, praise to Karen. Number two is because it's called a Karen and not a Shoyfe. Rabbi Yisi Amalach, the Ka'amris Shoyfe Echad Rachmano. That reason I don't agree to why. Given the Chabri does, this is one piece. Chadu, it's one. I don't agree to that reason. But the Kaamas makes you Karen, and your Taina that the Parah is called a Karen, not a Shefer, call Shefer's not a Karen. All Shefarah is also called a Karen. Adkan Mshad and Rabbanan. Now the Gemara wants to explain, it says in the Mishnah that the Yasi said that Shefer's are called a Karen, because it says Mashaykh Karen Ayyavel. It says, Karen Ayevel. We said Yovel means an aisle. How do you know Yovel means an aisle? Because there we see that an aisle is called a Karen. How do you know Yovel means an aisle? So I think about my mashmad. How Yovel is the different who? How do you know Yovel means an aisle? So tomorrow the time looked in the brayso. I'm Rav Akiva. Kishalach to Arabia. When I went to the Arabian Peninsula, and I passed through somewhere in Saudi Arabia, Hayikaril and Dichra Yovel. We'll see. Rav Akiva is well traveled. Hayikaril and Dichra Yovel. That is called Dichra. It's called a Yovel. Therefore, they say no, it's the Yovel is called the Isle. They used to call it there, Yovel. Vamra Mekiva, once you mention that, we'll say we're going to talk about other Lashonis now until the next Mishnah. Vamra Mekiva, Shalach to La Galia, I went to a place called Galia, some say that's France. Hayikari Lanida Gamuda. They called Nida Gamuda. My Gamuda, what does Gamuda mean? Gamula Da Mibaila. This woman is separated from her husband. Gamuda also means separated. We call her Gamuda. Vamra Mekiva, Africa, I went to Africa, which is North Africa pastures. Hayikari la ma'a kasita. They called the ma'a, the certain coin, the going coin then, it was called the kasita. L'mayin af kamino, what's the difference? The frushe may kasita the rice. It says in the Torah that Yaakov bought, by yiken as chalkas asada shenot ha'oloi miyad b'nei chamar avishchem b'mei kasita. So how do you know what's kasita? It means me'a danki, it means 100 ma'a. Omar Rebbe, They called a sail a kira. The first apostle, the first apostle that says, when Yosef told Paroi, Ovi hishbiani leimar, here noichi meis, bekivri asher berisili, the bury me in the cave asher karisili beres kanan. What's karisili? Karisili means that I bought. So karisili means that I bought. Omram Shimmer Lakish, because Lachlo Tchum Kan Nesharia went to the place called Kan Nesharia. I'm not sure what this is. Hoyukairin Lakala Nymphi. They call Lakala a Nymphi. Ulatarnagal Sechvi. They call Tarnagal a Sechvi. Lakala Nymphi. What's Pshat Mikra? What do you see in the Pasuk? It says the Pasuk, Yefei Noif says Kalaritz. It means something is beautiful. A beautiful, Yefei Noif. That's what a Kal is. Lakala a Sechvi. What's called Sechvi? The Gemara to bring a pasuk. Amrav Yehuda, Amrav, but you say Shua Levi, Maikra, says in the pasuk, Mi Shas Betuchais Chachma, I mean Nasan Lasechvi Vino. It's a pasuk in the Eoiv. And what it means is, Mi Shas Betuchais Chachma El Klaius. Who gave Betuchais Chachma is the Klaius, is the kidneys. Rash says it's called Tuchais because it's smooth. I mean Nasan Lasechvi Vino, is that a Tarnagal? It's a Tarnagal. Why is a Tarnagal? Why is a rooster called a Sechvi? Rash says, it's actually also in Ria. It says in the Pasuk, in this week's parasha, parashas told us by Yashkev, and the Tarnagal Targumina, Ve'istachi. Ve'istachi means you see. So the Tarnagal sees when it's light, it's called a Sechvi, and that's why a Tarnagal is called a Sechvi. And as you see, Mula Shinus over here, and we'll continue Mula Shinus as we go right there in the blood.